last year at this time, you weren't doing much of anything. Like, what was it like to be, you know, involved and really kind of getting immersed in the system?
Man, I mean, shoot. It's a whole different world. I feel like night and day, really, from now to last year when I came in hurt. You know, I couldn't really do much this year. Just being able to go through the off season with the guys, you know, just more than just the football part of it, but like just being able to bond with the guys and get a feeling for some of the guys, I think it's been very helpful.
How much did that affect you during, just for the season, not having the whole off season last year? Did it affect your play during the season? Was it harder?
I'm not going to necessarily say it affected my play, but I think it definitely made a difference that going into this year, you know, just being able to go through the offseason, OTAs, now I know what they expect. You know, last year was just like, you know, just got thrown out there and, you know, learning defense, still learning how to play, how to be a pro, and, you know, being on time for meetings and stuff like that. Now just knowing what to expect and having the feel for the guys around me and, you know, how the game plays out and everything like that, man, I feel a lot more comfortable.
Especially the first couple of draft picks, a couple other guys to add to that secondary. What have your impressions early on been of Garyon and Obi?
I mean, they've been great, man. They're very smart. I think they probably step ahead than where I was last year when, because I couldn't participate in everything. So, you know, they picked up everything pretty fast. I think it's definitely going to be helpful for us.
Coach Jordan, Coach Pagano talking last week about communication, especially in the back, right. And safety. How do you go about making sure that communication is seamless?
Well, that comes with everything in practice. You know, they put a big emphasis on that. You know, Coach Vise and Wood and Coach Pagano, you know, that's what the main thing they talk about is communication. You know, as long as we're all on the same page, you know, we can't be wrong. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of that stuff, you know, disguising our coverage. And I think we're a big step ahead where we were last year around this time.
Known for being a physical player, that being your strength. What's it like to go through the whole offseason and not, you know, the CBA? You don't get to hit anybody. You got to wait till training camp. You get eager?
Yeah, you know, that comes to one of the things that coaches talk about, not to work on your weaknesses, not just your strengths. You know, being physical is something that just comes natural to me. You know, this offseason I've just been more focused on my weaknesses, you know, stuff like working, getting better on my coverages, disguising and being able to react faster than I did last year. So, you know, I've been a lot more focused on that. I think this OTA has been very helpful for that.
As a defense, do you think that's something you guys can do more this year, just disguising pre-snap?
Yeah, that's something I think we got pretty comfortable with it this OTAs and minicamp. I think we got a lot better than we were last year already. You know, we still got a lot of work to do, but I think we're moving in the right direction right now as far as that.
Probably goes without saying, but what can I do for you defensively? Disguising things, you know, how you run your coverages or whatever it may be, blitzes, pre-snap from quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I talk to DC, you know, sometimes after practice, like, what did you see in some of our disguises? I think, you know, him being him, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, so, you know, a lot of our disguises, he'd pick it up, but, you know, just a regular quarterback wouldn't be able to pick it up, but he's been very helpful for that, too, when I asked him, like, what you think, you know, you saw there, but I think we've been pretty good, me and Reggie and, you know, Obi and Keith and all the safeties, you know, we've been pretty good as far as disguising and stuff like that.
Covering from an ACL, it can take time. Right. And I think your last season you mentioned that maybe it wasn't totally off of your mind. It was still something that you dealt with at least at some point. What was it like last season, and then how has it been this spring?
You know, it was just coming off that injury. You know, I didn't feel as strong or explosive as I know I could have been. You know, just being able to go to through this offseason working in the weight room and going through OTAs. You know, it's I feel like a new person. Feel a lot stronger and faster. You know, I'm not really timid like I was last year. I was kind of timid at certain times to plant that off that knee and stuff like that. Now it's just, you know, thing in the back of my mind. It's almost I don't really feel it. So now I'm just focused on football more than, you know, the injuries and stuff like that.
When you Jack said that Reggie Nelson dominated at bowling yesterday, and that one of the DBs struggled, but he wouldn't say who it was. Wouldn't you?
Nah, that wasn't me, man.
How much was Reggie doing?
In the bowling?
Yeah.
You know what? It was me. I did terrible. but I bet Reggie. I didn't know he was that good. But so when we got there and I first seen his first number, I was like, nah, you know, we didn't shake on it. That bet didn't count. So, but yeah, I didn't know he was that good, man. You know, yeah, I didn't do too well yesterday.
How bad we talking? What was the game score here?
Oh, man. Under 100. That's pretty bad. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to say the exact number.
You mentioned just being a little more timid last year because of the knee and all that. When you look back at the film of your rookie year, when you saw yourself,
right?
Did you see you?
Certain plays I did, but then certain plays where I'm like, you know, I could see, like, I'm not as fast to react or as fast to plant that leg in the ground and drive and certain tackles and stuff like that. You know, that's not an excuse for anything, but I know I feel a lot more different than I did last year, though, for sure.
How do you approach the next 5 or 6 weeks to make sure you come in rested for training camp and still get the work in?
Just really being smart, taking care of my body. That's one thing that I learned last year too. I mean, you know, it's a real long season. I think taking care of your body is just as important as learning your playbook and everything like that. So definitely gonna keep improving the weight room, trying to get more explosive, working on my strength, man, everything. You know, working on man coverages in the off season, just all everything that I know that, you know, I've spoken to the coaches that they feel like, you know, I can improve at. That's gonna be my main focus this off season. Heading into camp.
What's been your first impression of Jared Cook?
Oh, man, it's faster than I thought. There's been a couple plays in practice where I'm lined up on him and he'll take off and I'll be like, damn, I didn't know he was that fast. But he's very athletic. You know, he kind of reminds me of a tight end from the Chiefs, Kelsey. He's very athletic, man. He runs pretty good routes. So I think having him around definitely going to help us. You know, in the back end, getting ready for guys like Kelsey.
How was it like to see Khalil get that award and Dick Butkus and just that scene?
Oh, man, well deserved. I mean, he's obviously one of the best defenders in this league. So having a guy like that in the locker room, you watch it practice, you practice with, work out with. You know, I've been able to spend some time with him this offseason, man. Definitely a lot of motivation because that's where I want to be, you know, in a year or a couple years from now. So, you know, that's my goal, to be, you know, getting those kind of awards like him. So, you know, it definitely helped having a guy like that in the locker room.